Frank Zappa.
Joni Mitchell.
Neil Diamond.
Somewhere in the greater Los Angeles area.
The Mamas and the Papas.
The Buffalo Springfield.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Just around the corner from the 24-Hour Fitness.
The Guard.
Captain Beefheart.
From the Birds.
There are two men on the third floor of an undescript apartment building with a very old mixing board. On the balcony.
Yes, a strange place to be.
Usually, yeah.
Judging by the music, oh, it must be kind of weird.
This show is going to be
kind of Philip Marlowe, Sam
Spade. One of those
Spade
times that it's a strange place to be.
I don't know how strange.
Oh, it's going to get pretty odd in here.
Oh, okay. That's some serious rock happening.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we have something good today. Let's do the introductions first.
My name is Scott.
And I'm Anthony, and this is Balcony Radio.
Hello, and welcome again.
Yes, thank you for tuning in, subscribing, listening, and for the first time, and hopefully not the last, if that's one of you, and if you're a return listener. Hugs
and kisses. Ooh, yeah. You're great. You supported us. You threw a little silver in the hat.
We love you, too.
Yeah.
But today...
It's another lesson in the 101 series.
Yes, it is.
Lesson 22.
22. We're really burning through these, man.
That's great.
There's so many acts that we think really deserve their own episode, and this is a good one.
This is definitely one that's on the list.
Yeah.
Even though they put out only like 4 or 5 records.
Not very many albums, and people don't really realize that. They weren't together for a very long time, and they were prolific, but just in a really condensed period, and that's the problem is burnout.
Burnout, yes. We're talking about Creedence Clearwater Revival.
The Creedence Man.
The Creedence Man. And so, yeah. Some serious rock action, so that's for sure.
The Creedence is an amazing band, and they're really great. But burnout happens when you have a contract that says, you've got 6 months, give me a record, a tour, and then we'll do it again.
And demo it all.
Oh, my. And play all the time, and travel in shitty ways, because this is the late 60s, and it's just...
It's burnout.
It's too much. It's just too much. It happened to the Beatles, and they wound up retreating to the studio, and it happened to CCR, and they wound up breaking up. So,
it's that's a bummer. That's a rock and roll story, man.
But they left behind some good music, and we're going to start with one of my favorite CCR songs.
Yes, this is from the record Willie and the Poor Boys. This is called The Midnight Special.
Well, you wake up in the morning. You hear the work bell ring, and I march you to the table. You see the same old thing. Ain't no food upon the table. There's no fork up in the pan. But you better not complain, boy. You get in trouble with the man. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a ever-loving light on me.
Yonder come Miss Rosie. How in the world did you know?
oh my goodness. I seem to have fallen asleep at the controls here.
Yeah, well, the problem is during that first bit of music, the pizza arrived. And one medium pepperoni down.
Yeah. Okay. Right. And now we ate that pretty quick.
Yeah, we did.
We ate that in a 120-minute set.
There was a lot of growling involved, yeah.
Oh, God.
All right, why don't you tell the people what we played?
Okay. Let me catch my breath here. We started out with the Midnight Special from Willie and the Poor Boys, a great studio record. In fact, they did have several great studio records. Willie and the Poor Boys, Pendulum, Mardi Gras, there were a couple of them. And we heard from those three in this last set.
You almost named them all. Yeah. Green River.
Green River is another one, and Cosmos Factory is another one.
And that's all of them.
That's all of them. So we heard the Midnight Special, Chameleon, Tearing Up the Country, and Sweet Hitchhiker live at the Fillmore July 4th, 1971. Excuse me.
Excuse you. Yeah.
And Before You Accuse Me kind of wrapped things up there from Cosmos Factory. Excuse me.
Yeah, we'll edit that out.
Oh.
Anywho, don't we just get back to the
music?
That'll
get us the explicit label. Oh.
Yeah. That'll lose us a lot of female listeners. Let's just get back to it then.
Let's get back to it. Let's go back to...
This is The Working Man.
Oh, goodness. The Working Man.
Thank you. We've got some action coming up now. We'll leave Bob Waller for the moment and go to the stage and listen to Iggy and the Stooges.
Van Morrison.
Hank Williams.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin.
Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
You're listening to The Balcony.
Oh, man, you're using radio voice? I didn't use radio voice.
You're on The Balcony.
This is Balcony Radio.
Good news.
Every time I get some good news, there's a shadow on my back.
Oh, that's a good song.
Yeah, great lyrics, too.
Oh, man. All right, okay. So
it's your turn, I believe.
Is it my turn?
It's your turn, sir. Please be my guest and elucidate on what we heard in that song.
All right, so we started with The Working Man from Creedence Clearwater Revival,
yes.
The self-titled or eponymous, I guess that's their first record, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then we played a live track, a song called Bootleg. How appropriate. And that is from the Fillmore West in San Francisco, California.
Oh, that was like a rousing, rocking song.
Yeah, man, that was great. And that was from March 14th, 1969. And then we played Sinister Purpose. Great song from Green River.
Yeah,
I don't remember the last time I heard that. I don't. It never gets played on the radio.
No.
That's one that deserves some airplay. That's a good song.
Yes, yes.
And then we played Hey Tonight from Chronicle Volume 1, otherwise known as the only Creedence record you really need to get.
Well, Volume 1 and Volume 2.
Yeah, I think they're packaged together now, and it's like, I think, 35 songs or something like that.
Yeah, it's an amazing amount.
And it's basically 70% of what they release. So, I mean, it's all you need, really, to be honest with you. We're trying to pick up the slack with our show here.
Yeah.
And then we finished up with Tombstone Shadow, and that was also from Green River. And
I think you missed Hey Tonight in there.
No, I said Hey Tonight.
Oh, did you?
Yes,
okay.
I did.
Oh, sorry. Hey, well, there it is. That's said, and you're listening to the 101 series, Lesson 22. My name is Scott.
And I am Anthony, and this is Creedence Clearwater. And we were talking while the music was playing about the band, how they weren't together for very long, and I didn't know his brother was in the band.
Yes, Tom Fogerty. I'm not sure of us, but I believe he played guitar, and I believe he plays the lead.
Was he the lead? Because we weren't. Because I asked you, I wasn't sure if Fogerty plays the lead. Because I think now in his current band, I think he plays a lot of lead. Because I've seen him on like Austin City Limits do a show, and he played most of the lead parts. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know if he did that with Creedence too or not.
I never saw them live. You know, I've
only seen video clips, and I never. I don't remember. And
a long time ago, of the old Channel 11 here, KT. TV back in the day when it was Metromedia, they ran this live concert. I seem to remember. I think it was Channel 11.
Is that the one where Creedence he's wearing Clearwater. The flannel shirt?
That's the one.
Yeah.
And in fact, it's the video.
We were talking about the commercial from I think it was like the Time Life series.
Yeah.
Creedence, you know.
Anyway,
two cassettes, three LPs. That commercial from a million years ago, and it's always the performance videos all from the same show.
That's it.
And I think we saw the same things, but I've only seen it in the commercial. I think you saw the whole show.
No, I seem to remember seeing the whole show, but
at least
it was such a long.
It happened in your lifetime.
In my lifetime, yeah. It was there. I have this something on my cerebral cortex that says, you saw this, you fool.
But that's my oldest memory. One of my oldest memories of music is that Creedence commercial, because he's wearing the flannel shirt and he's got the bowl cut and he's bouncing around
right.
And the hair is whipping all over because John Fogerty had really nice hair back then. and he just looks like Ringo and Brian Jones had a baby or something. Because he's got like the Beatle cut, but he's blondish.
That's probably a good comparison.
And it just that's always what my memory was, is this guy sounded kind of growling. And I thought
he was a growler, man. Yeah, but that weird hair, that weird haircut. Well,
yeah, what a good band.
Let's get back to it, shall we?
Let's play. This is this is one people will know.
This is Run Through the Jungle. Thank you.
then the man on KHJ says, number one then, and number one now. And then they go into a Jackson 5 song.
You're a radio nerd.
Yeah, I'm a radio nerd. I have this Real Don Steele record that we're going to break out on New Year's Eve.
Oh, Jesus.
As part of the Strange program.
There's something to look forward to. Yeah, exactly. There's balcony planning still going on.
Still going on. Always does.
Yeah, it's fun to plan things. Right now, we planned a lot of holiday programming, which is going to be a blast to do because we're going to actually put production and effort into a couple of shows.
Oh, God.
It's not going to be any more, none of this like we do now, where just hit the button and sit down.
No, there's going to be some work that's going to go into that, man.
Oh, I can't wait to do that. That's really fun. The plan that we have is great. I'm really looking forward to that. Anyway, why don't I read it this time since you're doing the plugs?
Yeah, yes. Go ride Hayyad.
All right, so we started with Run Through the Jungle, and we pulled that off of Chronicle Volume 1. And then we played Cotton Fields from Willie and the Poor Boys and went back to Chronicle for long as I can see the light. And then we finished up with, man,
a burning Bad Moon Rising.
Went back to the Fillmore West, and that one was from July 4th, 1971, Bad Mood Rising at the Fillmore.
Cool.
Place to be that night, man.
Yeah, they were rocking on the 4th of July, 1971. So, anyway, you can do some rocking with the balcony when you go around to the internet.
Semi-pro
segue.
Semi-pro is right.
It's a semi-professional segue. Anyway, you can check us out at balconyradio.com. That's the first place where you can go if you can get by my really horrible impression.
If you so dare.
My horrible Pee Wee Herman, Pee Wee Henderson. You want this?
Yeah, can you hand that to me, please?
You want this right here.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, I'll give you that right there. BalconyRadio.com is what I was trying to tell you is the website where you can go and listen to past episodes, listen to past podcasts, and you can check out some playlists, and you can check out some great links that we have on our links page that we think might be a good place for you to hang out and check out and stuff like that. And you can see pictures of the station and pictures of us, and it's balconyradio.com. And oh yes, there's a donate button where you can drop a little silver into the hat, and oh, we so appreciate that. Keeps us running, keeps us flavorful, and it keeps our equipment up to date.
Flavorful.
Well, you know.
Sure.
That's a good word.
And help defray the cost of pizza.
True enough. The email address is balconyradio@gmail.com.
That's two mediums down.
Two down, one to go. And it's still a little bit on the 2-liter Pepsi. We've also got a place on Facebook where you can friend us up. It's called Balcony Radio, and type that in, and then you can give us a high five and a thumbs up and be our friend and give us some feedback. And you can do that at balconyradio@gmail.com. Send us some feedback, some requests, and whatever it is that you have on your mind that you'd like to tell us, whether it's good, bad, indifferent, or you can just subscribe to the iTunes thing and get our podcast, which will be dropping once or twice or six times a week, depending on how much energy and how much enthusiasm we put into this crazy little endeavor called BalconyRadio.com.
It'll be once a week.
It'll be once a week? Okay. There you go. The man who's in charge, who commands me and forces me to do everything on the station has happened
technically
in the
twice
last 11
a week.
Months. Then that's what.
Technically twice a week, I guess. Because okay. We'll do a regular episode on Sunday nights, or we'll upload it on Sunday nights, and we'll also do a one-on-one series on Wednesday. So
that's
technically
right.
It's two episodes.
Two episodes a week to keep you entertained and to give you two mixtapes each week. You know, everybody likes a good mixtape. That's what you do on Sunday nights before you go to work.
You know who doesn't? Terrorists.
Terrorists? Don't have mixtapes.
No.
Suicide bombers.
Nope.
No.
Don't care for mixtapes.
They really don't care for mixtapes at all. And it's a sad thing, too, because if they had
that might be the problem.
If they had one or two good CDs of some killer music, you know, music like we're playing tonight here on Balcony Radio with Creedence Clearwater Revival
or
any number of other things, maybe some Bob Dylan or maybe some Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Oh, that'd be too much for them.
That'd be too much.
But the Creedence, man.
But, you know, we're just looking for a reason.
Oh, jeez. I am using radio voice.
Here are several fine young men who I'm sure are gonna go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
The Electric Prunes.
Dusty Springfield.
Tim Buckley.
Gordon Lightfoot.
The Moby Grapes.
Richard Thompson.
This is Balcony Radio.
You better mind your young, 'cause someday.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Get down, woman. We're going to conquer the world.
Oh, man. That was a great set. They covered a lot of bases there.
It was amazing. I never realized how deeply into the blues Creedence was, man.
And the country, too. There was a couple of country songs in there, too.
Yeah. And they really kind of move from genre to genre, you know. They pick up the Cajun sound, deep bayou sound.
Something about that guy's voice, John Fogerty. No one sounds like him. No one on earth sounds like that guy. All right, so why don't you read it this time?
Why not? We started out with where did we start out? I can't even tell you.
I'm going to let you figure it out.
Okay. Did we start it out with Looking for a Reason?
Yeah, you counted back, didn't you?
I certainly did. Looking for a Reason from Mardi Gras, I think that's their second record, as a matter of fact. Or actually, I take that back. I think that's their last record,
Mardi Gras. I think you're right.
Looking for a Reason, the name of that track. And we followed that up with a great song called Porterville. And I Don't Care. Is that what they
said? Yeah, that's a great song.
That's really an unusual song. That was one that used to get a lot of airplay a long time ago. And then we had a live track from Fillmore West, July 4th, 1971, Fortunate Son, Burning and Tearing It Up. Boy, they really just are scorching. They scorch it up when they tear it up live, man. Amazing. And we also had Someday Never Comes from that was extracted from Chronicle. And we finished it up with Get Down Woman. From the first Creedence Clearwater Revival album. And it's tearing it up on the blues on the 101 series episodes.
you did it.
Lesson number 22, Creedence Clearwater Revival. My name is Scott.
And I'm Anthony, and this is the CCR.
CCR, man.
I know, we'd avoided the Big Lebowski references until now. Well, on air, we avoided them. We were doing them off air.
Everybody knows them anyway. No.
The Creedence, man.
It just goes without saying.
Yeah, we just recorded the country, a country episode right before this, and we played a Flatlander song, and of course, like off air, we're making Market 8 Dude.
Market 8 Dude. Over the line.
Oh, such nerd.
Well, let's get back to it.
Yeah, so what are we playing next?
This is going to be the beginning of our last set of the day.
Of whenever you're listening.
This is from Cosmos Factory. This is called My Baby Left Me.
Yeah. What have to say?
It kind of began and end that so with a kind of a walking bass line there.
Yeah, that was a good one. That
started out with My Baby Left Me, which started out that set with a boom, 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 My Baby Left Me.
That was a good song.
From Cosmos Factory. And then Wish I Could Hide Away from Pendulum. A very unusual song. Yeah. It was very, very strange.
Really good, though.
And then, of course, one of the great blues songs from way back when, but they were covering it quite well at the Fillmore West, 99 and a Half Won't Do.
Yeah, they decided to step it up a bit.
Stepped it up just a little bit. Is that this date, the March 14th date?
I think that's the 69th.
Let's see. Yes, that's March 14th, 1969. Okay. Another one of those great Wolfgang's recordings. Check out wolfgangsvault.com.
Yeah, go to our website. Check out links. And one of our favorite sites is over at Wolfgang's Vault. And we're thanking them for providing us with a lot of help.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And, with our musical needs. They're great.
And then a UFO song after that from Willie and the Poor Boys. It Came Out of the Sky.
Yeah, good song.
I think that's what it's about, but it could be something else. Who knows? And we finished the whole thing out of our last set with Crosstie Walker, another bass walking song from Green River, that one. And
Green River is such a good album.
All the songs, all the records are good.
They really are. There wasn't a bad one. I guess Mardi Gras was the only one that was kind of so-so.
Yeah.
But even then, I was...
The only really bad ones is the one that's at the very end. And I
think that's Mardi Gras, the last
one. Is that Mardi Gras?
Yeah.
Okay.
And even that has its moment. Well, even that is like really half good because it's still CCR, and I don't think there are any really big hits on that one. But it's a great record in its own way, but just not like the other ones. And I think after that, Fogerty just kind of threw up his hands.
Yeah, and I think everybody just kind of, it splintered off and broke up. And
yeah.
But they did leave some good music behind, and we played it here on the 101 series. Lesson number 22. My name is Scott.
And I am Anthony. And
thank you for hanging out
with us for a couple of hours.
Right on.
And we hope that you enjoyed the show. We really did. We had a blast sitting here and listening and finishing two medium pizzas.
Two medium pizzas and a big liter of
Actually,
Pepsi.
There's a little bit more.
Oh, goodness.
I'm having caffeine withdrawals.
Well, I guess we got to get back to it. But we got to get back to the pizza, so we got to wind up the
That's
show.
Right. Let's finish. We got another medium.
A lot of pizza. We got a Canadian bacon pizza.
Oh,
right,
man.
Okay.
Yes.
So
all right, let's play it.
Commotion time, CCR. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
Balcony Radio.
Eric Burden and the Animals.
Nina Simone.
Jimi Hendrix Experience.
This is Balcony Radio.
Cooler in the Gang.
The Beatles.
Balcony Radio, kicking your ass through your ears.
Eric and the Bunnymen.
Jackie Wilson.
Who's the Fly Burrito, brother?
Burritos. Hey, that reminds me, I'm hungry.
Balcony Radio, kicking your ass through your ears.